Since kind of hearing this poem and letting it sit for a few days, what's come up for you?
A lightness. You know, the beginning of it, beyond right and wrong, and I've known this poem for years, and it's one that I've loved. There's permission to just be, to be human, to be completely in thought, to be completely in, you know, your center of well-being, to go back and forth through the door. So for me, it's that reminder of you can't get it wrong. It's all good. All is well on a really deep level. Doesn't always feel that way. You know, we go in and out of that doorstep, but to me, it's just that reminder of what's available to us anytime. And that it's okay. We'll go in and out of that door, the round and open door. We'll go in and out of it. And that's mm-hmm. good. We can go in and out of it.
Yeah.
So it's permission, permission to be.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure. I know I posted it late, but I made a video on Tuesday. Kind of the strangely, I didn't even think about it at the time, that really relates to this subject. A lot of different areas. And one is that there's no wrong. And, you know, I gave a story about I got on a wrong train, air quotes, wrong train. I actually just got on a train. And that's what we all do all the time, you know, metaphorical trains. And I love that line, you must ask for what you really want. It doesn't say you're going to get it. You know, there's nothing in there about that. But it's just heading in that direction. And realizing we have no idea, no idea whatsoever. And it's almost when we think we know, it's almost like the universe comes in and gives us a little slap or a love tap. Like, oh, gotcha. You know, yeah, and in my story about getting on the wrong train, you know, a couple years ago, I would have been like really bummed out for getting on the wrong train. And now I was really bummed out for like 20 seconds, maybe a little more, a little less. I really was like, as soon as I realized it, it was funny because where I was staying, it's way up in the mountains and you actually can't get there. They send someone down to get you. It's part of your boarding fee is someone comes to pick you up to drive you up the mountain. And I called and I'm like, where are you guys at? I'm waiting. And he's like, what town are you in? Because we were waiting and you did not get off the train. And that's the instant I said, oh my gosh. And I looked to see what town I was in and they're like, yeah, you're an hour away. And in the instant I'm like, oh no, I screwed up. You know, like my heart was like, oh, what are you gonna come get me? Am I gonna be down the mountain the rest of the day? Like, you know, all these things. And then this is what's different now than would have been 2 years ago. I was like, huh, wonder what kind of adventure I'm going on today. You know, and it's like, how often can we all do that? And whether we see it instantly, or we never go into that place of, oh, I screwed up, or this isn't right, or if it takes a week or a month or sometimes a year before we see the gift of what was hidden in the quote wrong. Because there really isn't a wrong. You know, it's like how many times are we gifted by the quote wrong move that was actually the right move all along?